The best new releases of the week. 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
Okay, Richard Kingsmill with you on 2010. Judging by the responses on our feature album page to the brand new album from Cloud Control, it seems like plenty of you have been loving the music featured on their debut release called Bliss Release. This is the first full-length album from Cloud Control, the band that formed a number of years ago as a four-piece in the Blue Mountains. These days they're pretty much located in Sydney, but we first started playing these guys back about 3-4 years ago when they put out their very first EP, but it's taken a while for them to come up with a full-length album. This week I spoke to Heidi and Alistair from the band about why it took so long to record.
I think it took us a long time to record because we didn't do like the normal thing, like do pre-production and then go into like an intensive studio session. We kind of just bunkered down for a number of months, coming in like after work on weekends and that kind of thing. And it took a lot longer. It took like
9 months
or something. But it gave us time. As you're working on the songs, you can listen to them and come back and decide on a different direction for something.
And were you doing across the 9 months? Were you doing that a lot to
of
the material?
Course. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there was so much time for reflection. Even just hearing the effect that another layer would have on the direction of the song, you could see whether you wanted to take that further or to pare it back. So they really were works in progress.
And were you enjoying that process? Were you enjoying having the time to kind of analyse?
Yeah, like it was really rewarding, and I think it was so nice to be able to take the time to get the sounds that we really wanted to be on there.
You're all essentially from the Blue Mountains, aren't you?
Yeah, we all grew up there.
A long time friends?
I went to kindergarten with the bass player all the way through to year 10. And
of course your brother's the drummer.
And of course that makes us friends. And Alistair and Ulrich were like best friends at school.
Uh-huh. Does that sort of long time friendship mean much in terms of the music you make?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're a band that you couldn't really replace any of the players. Like,
no. It
just wouldn't be the same.
Like, it would be a different band if one of us were to leave.
Yeah, it would be really different.
Is that because, Al, as you were saying before, when you formed, you're all kind of making it work from the ground up? You're kind of figuring out your instruments, writing songs together?
Totally. Like, going through that whole learning process together kind of made us fit with each other in a certain way. Slip away as I break it to you softly. Will you lay a curse to my name? Fly away, fly today. As my hands work on the birdcage, you disappear into the air. Fly away, fly today.
In terms of writing a track like The Rolling Stones, which is on this record, which is a favourite of mine, it has a simple structure in a way, but there's a lot going on. There feels like a depth of ideas. Is that a good example of a song where you kind of listened to it and thought it was simple in the beginning and then you just kept on adding elements to it?
Well, that song has had so many faces. It's been like 4 different songs, really. Like, I mean, can you remember the first time we jammed it out at the Hopetoun?
Oh, yeah.
It was a completely different structure. It was a different, I think it was even swung. So, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. Like, it takes 3 years.
What do you mean it swung?
Oh, it was in the timing.
Like the beat was like shuffled or something?
A little bit of a shuffle in there.
Yeah.
And now it's straight, as you know. Yeah, and I mean, we added so many layers in the recording process that we were never able to do live just because we only got one guitarist.
Another song I wanted to speak to you about from the Cloud Control record is There's Nothing in the Water We Can't Fight. The lyrics aren't printed on this record. Did you ever think, Al, of putting the lyrics... You write all the lyrics, do you? Or the greater part of?
For the most part.
Yeah, right. You didn't even think of putting the lyric sheet in here?
I don't know. I'm the kind of person, I don't really mind if people get it wrong. People can kind of bring their own interpretation to the lyrics.
What the hell is Mother Gunga?
Oh, it's the Ganges, the river.
I thought at first it was drugs, but then I thought he's pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah, that's what my mum thought as well. She was a bit worried. But
did she ask you?
No, I think she like looked it up or something, but yeah.
Gunga, is that the Indian term for Ganges? Is that their translation? I don't know.
When you're over there, they call it, like everyone refers to it as like the mother Gunga. Signs like this way to Mother Gunga.
Really? That's the Ganges. Yeah. Have you been to India?
I went there over Christmas and that's when I wrote the song. I was in a hotel room above, like looking out over this alleyway. There was like a funeral procession walking down the street, banging their chests and screaming out. And like, it was such a passionate celebration of someone. I just thought it was really cool. Mother Gunga, take me higher. You wake up.
wanted to wind up by talking about influencers because I've been reading lots of the reviews for Bliss Release and Vampire Weekend, Fleet Foxes, two American bands which have been mentioned. But you guys were together before they really hit the musical map worldwide. And you know what? I actually hear more of an Australian influence in the sound of Cloud Control than I do an American influence. Do you think those bands have been a great influence on the sound of this record at all?
It's hard to talk about influences because we never really write to try and mimic or, you know, make a version of a sound that we appreciate in another band. So Vampire Weekend, they have some great songs that we enjoy, but I've never really, I don't have one of their albums, for example. And Fleet Foxes, yeah, of course, we love them. But I can't really say that they're an influence in any sort of meaningful way for me.
And Al, would you agree?
I feel like we were developing these things, you know, with the EP and the songs we were writing anyway.
The Go-Betweens is a band that I actually hear more of in the sound of Cloud Control than I do Vampire Weekend or Fleet Foxes. Are you guys fans of the Go-Betweens?
I probably know one song.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't really know anything.
There you go. Isn't it a strange world?
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, we get lots of different people coming with, oh, you guys really sound like this band, and it's always a different band.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
That's
cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the exciting thing about being in this band is that our influences are really the four of us. We bounce off each other in a way that it makes something new. So really, I can only talk about the four of us being our own influences in any meaningful way.
And that is Heidi and also Alistair from Cloud Control having a chat to me about their music. So from their debut album Bliss Release, this one is called Ghost Story on Triple J.
New releases of the week, 2010 on Triple J.